tough thing is stuff that stands up in the back of the hog?
The bristles down his back?
Is that the bristles?
Bristles, yeah.
Did you ever call that hair or mostly bristles?
Yeah, the bristles down the back. They got bristles, you know.
Yes.
The rest of them just hair.
I see.
But his bristles, you know, he'd get mad, get to fighting. Those bristles would stand up just like your fingers.
Did you have wild hogs around?
No, not in here, no. Over on the islands over here, on Mississippi River, you did. And still some over there.
What kind of hogs were they?
Just a mixed breed of hogs. It's all just like we got you now.
I see. They weren't anything special?
No.
Not the razorback?
No. That's what they called them. Now, Arkansas was full of razorbacks. That's where Arkansas got its name from.
I see.
Arkansas Razorbacks.
Uh-huh. Did they have those long things?
The tusks coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you keep sheep around?
No, not much. Now they had some out there. But I've been lonely enough to keep sheep all the time, lots of them.
Did he grow it for meat?
Yeah, they ate them and sold them too.
Uh-huh. Did they use wool very much?
Use what?
No,
they sold the wool. They shared them about once a year.
I see.
That was spring, they'd share them.
And I'd like to ask you about cattle. When a cow was going to have a calf, how did you say that when you were young there?
When a cow, well, I say she's your brother, she'll have a calf on a certain month, that's all.
Just have a calf?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anybody call it find a calf or drop a calf?
Yeah, drop. That's the usual word, drop. She'll drop a calf, so-and-so.
I see.
Yeah.
And what kind of different dogs did you have?
Had hound dogs, hounds.
Did you?
They'd run coons and things, possums, and wasn't any fox in here at that time, but now it's full of fox.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a little dog that... go after squirrels and rabbits?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call him?
Well, that was a fice.
Just a fice.
Yeah. Well, some of these hounds would trim.
But they,
But these little fice would put them up a tree right now and bark.
Uh-huh. Noisy and fast.
Huh? Yeah.
What did you call the noise that horses make just before they eat? Kind of quiet noise, snuffle just before they eat?
What
did you call the noise that horses?
Well, let's see now. You called it. He'd nickel.
Is that it?
Yeah.
How about the cow and the calf when the calf is being weaned?
Well, you just wean them. Put a calf in one part of a pasture and the cow in the other.
Yeah. What kind of noise would you say the two of them made? The cow and the calf.
Well, she'd low.
She would.
Yeah.
And the calf.
And the calf would bleat. It'd low too. But she'd call that calf.
How about horses? What you call the male of the horse?
He's a stud.
Would you tell me something about how you used to ride horses? Did you ride a bareback, or did you have?
No, I had a saddle dog. Plantation. I rode for 2 years when I was young, and I had a horse in the morning and a horse in the evening, and they were. Bread, they'd go up and buy them horses, $400 and $500 and $600.
Mm-hmm.
Foxtrot horses, what they had.
I see.
Good ones.
And
then you had, I'll tell you now, the first day I went there, I was young, they gave me a pair of boots to come up to here, then had spurs on, then had, everybody carried a pistol in those days, a big belt like this, and had a .38 special on.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the way they went all the time. And so that night I was tired. I didn't weigh about 135 pounds. And so the bookkeeper was there, then a fellow named Hardy. I got them boots off and had the horse with. They come and shine shoes overnight. I said, take these.